Paul, looked like Connor was doing the drills he does when he's normally starting. Have you had a change of heart, or is it still Hutchinson tonight?
Hutch is going tonight. Okay. Helly didn't skate yesterday, so he has a normal routine. We didn't want to give him more than we normally would. That's what kind of yesterday and today are all about.
Okay. I know you touched on it yesterday, but what's the rationale for Hutchinson having today's game rather than one of the other games during this homestand, given his travel situation?
This is about Connor Hellebuyck. About 11,000 miles last month. Played 4 and 6 coming out of the break. Went from off to here to Calgary, back to here to the West Coast to the East Coast, back to here. He gets the day off. Yeah.
What are you looking for from Dustin Byfuglien? As he would expect to get a bit more of an enhanced role here with Trouba being down as well.
The same. Myers and Byfuglien shave 2 or 3 more minutes into the game now. They'll run about 25, which is a number they both really like, so they're very pleased with that. It's the area of our team that we probably have the most depth, the right D position, so nothing changes. They're going to get matched in a lot of ways the same way they have. There's those four defensemen will play against the other team's best. Figuring out who the Tampa Bay's best is a bit of a challenge because they're all pretty darn good. So they'll go out against number one lines regardless of who Tampa puts on the ice.
What's a comfortable number for Tucker Poolman, and what are you looking for from him as he tries to get
I have the confidence that he can play. It'll be the flow of the game, the number of penalties, where the timeouts fall, the matchup the other team's running. But there's no limit to what we'd play him.
Paul, do you know what Michael Hutchinson's arrival is expected to be?
We expect him to have lunch here with the group.
And so no concerns about not getting the morning skate in?
No. Backup goaltenders have a tendency to do that.
Players, you've said before, always want to play, and Connor Hellebuyck really enjoys the workload. Did you have to sort of wrestle the keys away from him for this one? Or is he looking forward to a break?
Didn't spend a whole lot of time on that one figuring out. He'll play every game. They all will. But like I said, 11,000 miles is enough. 10 time zone changes, 4 out of 6 into an all-star game at home. He's our number one guy. We'll take care of him a little bit.
Dmitry Kulikov out there in the no contact. Is he possibly an option for Thursday?
Possibly.
Paul, what's the challenge of a 10-game homestand?
Looking at it as a 10-game homestand, right? We work real hard at dealing with our day. So yesterday's practice was the most important thing that we did, and it'll be tonight, and then just go by day. So that's a theme of how we operate here. I don't, as a coach going into the game, feel a whole lot different home or the road. We like it here. What's the best part of it? We don't have to change time zones or get on an airplane, right? So we can get rested, practice quick, practice hard, get our game tuned up, and there's going to be so much emotion this month in all these games in the Western Conference, but clearly in the Central Division, everyone is you're checking the scores after every night because it can move a lot of teams around, so there'll be lots of energy. I don't find the dog days of the NHL aren't going to hit the Winnipeg Jets or probably anybody in the Central because it's a full-on sprint now.
Mo, the Lightning, missing the playoffs last year, they have set some goals. They've been very focused all through the season. Every challenge that's been put in front of them, they've pretty much answered. It looks like your team is doing the same thing. You wanted to get better defensively, better penalty killing, stay out of the box, everything that's been in front of them.
Right.
Would you agree that your team has pretty much met the goal?
For us, maybe, and I can't speak of Tampa, but it was to be incrementally better at everything that we do. And we're charting on that now. Lots of work to do, but the defensive side of the game was an area that we needed to get better at, all facets of it, right to faceoffs. So we didn't necessarily mark out one or two things. We liked our way. I think we finished 7th in offense. We thought that was good. We think we can score more goals than that. But it was we would have taken 10th in offense to get better defensively, but we didn't feel we had to do that. We thought that we could do some things. Staying out of the penalty box was one of them for sure, a real prime focus, being a better penalty-killing team. We're moving ahead in that. You know, we're out of the bottom third and into the middle third now. We got to keep pushing in that area, but we looked at all parts of our game as how could we make it simpler so that we could do it faster and be more effective.
Paul, I know what you did at the beginning of the year, bringing in the referees, talk to your team about penalties. Did it change the way your team plays? Were there any adverse effects? Because every coach always still wants physicality.
Right.
Without penalties, how and what process went on there after the referees came in and talked to your players?
So that was a piece more for awareness. The players don't get a chance to talk to referees very often, and we just, you know, some insight into the triggers, and they were clearly obvious. Keep your stick on the ice and most of your problems are going to go away. But then there were three other things that we looked at. That was the first one. Not three other, but three in total. That was the first one. Your original positioning and the cost of not being in the right spot originally. So that's systems and reads. And the last one is your effectiveness in the one-on-one. In the event of the stick coming up, the battle, if you will, but we looked at it more as a improvable skill, how to play a one-on-one without getting your hand up on a guy's arm, without getting your stick inside him and above parallel. And we would have spent some part of every day in training camp working on that specific skill. And like everything else, we've gotten a bit better at it. We've had stretches of our game where our sticks have gotten up, so we've had to readdress that. But we haven't had to revisit it like we did daily in terms of assessing every call that was made in training camp. You know, is this something we can fix? So we looked at it in three areas and spent a lot of time working on it.
Did you get to check in with Lowry to see how he felt after the skate this morning?
Feels pretty darn good.
Sweet.
Yes.
He's in.
Enstrom
okay?
Yes.
And who's your extra forward then tonight?
Well, we'll see. I haven't told the guy he's coming out yet because I'm not sure. Got a question mark up front, and I'll wait to talk to them before I talk to you.
Okay.